Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Months. Oh, this is exactly right. The whole ball of wax. Well, look, I'm a TV director. Here, read this, and then we'll wrap.
Skip Farnham Film Enterprises?
Yeah, that's my company. We make commercials.
Commercials?
Yeah, TV commercials for the big tube. Well, look, we want you and your kids and your husband all on TV, selling our groovy product Safe, the greatest little laundry soap in the world.
Us in a TV commercial?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so wow. Much fun. Wow.
Alice?
Yeah?
I'll help in a minute. I've just got to tell Jenny the fantastic news.
Oh, no, you don't. I got the phone first.
What
fantastic
news? I can't believe it. It's crazy. Wait till I tell Mike.
I'll believe it. I'll believe it. What?
Alice, did you hear about it?
Yeah, I heard all about it, except what it's all about.
We're going to be on television.
You're going to be on television? Hey, you're going to be on television?
Yeah, we're going to do a commercial for a funny man who looks through his hands.
Looks through his hands?
And you're going to shoot a commercial right here in our house, Mr. Farnham?
Yeah, I got to lay on a little realism, you know, the natural look. Read, enjoy. I got to go scan the pad.
Wow, look at the size of that contract for a one-minute commercial.
Phew. I think we were doing Gone with the Wind.
Oh, groovy! Who are you, pussycat?
Well, I'm Pussycat Alice.
Oh, that face, like real. It's organic. Oh, you're definitely in the commercial, Pussycat.
Oh, that's who you are, Mr. Farnham.
Yeah.
Did Mr. Farnham go?
No, he's around here somewhere, scanning the pad.
Dad, I hate to be crass about a thing like this, but does that contract mention anything about loot?
We get paid, yes.
Out of sight. Is it a lot?
No, considering the amount of work we do, yeah, it's out of sight.
Wow.
Yeah, wait a minute, mister. The money we make is going into all our savings accounts.
Well, maybe we could just have some of it now. For something a little special?
Maybe just a little, Mike?
Well, maybe a little.
Thanks, Dad. He's on that amplifier.
That must cost a bundle.
Oh, maybe a couple $100.
You're dreaming.
Nope, I am buying.
With what? You printing your own money?
The money we'll get for doing the TV commercial. Dad said we could have a little of it now.
You call a couple $100 a little?
A drop in the bucket. You make a fortune on a TV commercial.
Wow. I could buy that neat electric train outfit. I bet I could have a mini bike.
After this commercial, we'll do another one. We'll make thousands.
Millions. Maybe more.
I'm so excited about doing the commercial.
Me too.
What's the matter with me? I don't have dates anymore. Could it be my breath?
I used to have the same trouble. Now I use Dazzle.
It kills everything in your mouth,
including your gums.
My trouble is, my curls just won't stand up in the rain. They get all frizzled.
Next time, try Spring. It winds your curls up so tight, it lifts you right off the ground like that.
Honey, aren't you finished yet?
I tell you, I cannot make head nor tails out of this show business legal double talk. I think I better have our attorney check it.
All of that just to sell a little soap?
Oh, yeah, but not just soap. I mean, safe.
Oh, 1,000 pardons, sir. The next time I mention another brand, I'll wash my mouth out with safe.
No, to tell you the truth, I don't know how you tell all those brands apart, you women.
Well, it isn't easy. You know, we used to use Clear and Bright until we found out it turned our water dim and dark. And that's when we switched.
To what?
Health. Except we found out that health didn't help. And so that's when we turned to Champ the Dirt Fighter.
Oh, not Champ the Dirt Fighter.
Yes, but we found out that Champ couldn't take the Brady dirt and lost the title.
And? Don't keep me in suspense.
Well, then that's when we switched to Best.
Why don't you start using Safe?
Oh, I forgot. Right between Champ and Best.
Hold it. Honey, you mean we switched from Safe to Best?
Right, because Best is best.
Well, yeah, but how are we going to get up in front of millions of people and lie?
What do you mean?
Well, look, we can't do a commercial about Safe if you're still using Best.
Well, do you mean to say that all those people that do commercials really use the products?
Well, I don't know, but I think they should. At least I think we should, because otherwise it's a fraud.
Gee, I never really thought of it like that.
You know what?
What?
I think I had better call up Mr. Farnham. Tell him it's off.
Oh, my. Oh, the kids are going to be so disappointed.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, we practically had all that money right in our hands.
Why would I be a fraud? I don't even use any kind of laundry soap.
That's not the point. If we're all in the commercial, it's like we're all saying something that's not true.
Get it?
Gee, 1 minute we're millionaires, the next minute we're broke again.
You know, Alice, I think we set a record for the shortest career in show business.
Yeah. The one brief, shining moment there. I was Pussycat Alice.
Brady residence.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Yeah, right here.
Hi, honey.
Carol, I just called Farnham to tell him the commercial was off.
Well, I hope he wasn't angry with us.
No, not at all. But he did tell me something important.
What?
We've never used safe.
Well, honey, we went through all that last night. I told you I did.
No, not this safe. You used the old one. This is the new and improved safe. Just came on the market last week.
New and improved?
Right. And if we've never used it, maybe it is better than best.
Then we just test them both and find out.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Then it would be perfectly fair and honest, right?
Right. And if safe washes cleaner than best, we do the commercial, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's great, honey. Bye. Alice, round up the kids. We've got a Brady Washathon coming up.
A washer who?
Yep, there's going to be a showdown at the old washing machine. Safe against best, and may the better soap win. Okay, now you all know what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
Well, kids, I never thought I'd be saying this to you, but I want you to go outside and get dirty.
Okay.
All right.
Now you asked for it.
Now, Alice, you're the only one who'll know which clothes you washed with which soap. And your lips are sealed, okay?
Oh, I am sealed.
Okay, Pete. Let me have it.
My pleasure, sir.
Okay, that ought to be enough. Pete, that's enough.
Make it real mushy.
Okay, that looks good. Okay, remember, smush it all over each other. Okay? Ready?
Ready.
Okay, get your hands in there. One, two, three, smush!
Are you ready?
Ready.
On your mark. Get set.
Go!
For the judging.
Hmm.
On the left is pile A, and on the right is pile B. Which one do you think is the cleanest?
Well.
Well?
I'd say pile A.
Well, then that makes it unanimous. I vote for pile A.
Well, Alice, which soap is safe, A or B?
The winner is the envelope, please. The winner is... Well, it says pile A, but I can't remember whether pile A is best or safe.
Oh, no.
What are we going to do about it?
Oh, no problem, Mr. Brady. Kids, put your old clothes back on and dirty up again.
Well, this time I say pile B.
Pile B.
Unanimous again. Okay, the winner is pile B is safe.
Can we do the commercial?
Yeah, TV, here we come.
Well, there you are, Mr. Farnham. We're all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Out of sight. Everything checks out, Skip. No problems, easy to light. Crazy.
Okay, you folks study your script. We're going to be here Saturday morning bright and early to grind the cameras. Come on, man, let's flip. Hey, listen, now, you sure you've done the scene? Everything.
Mr. Farnham, excuse me.
That's cool.
Do you think we might get a chance to rehearse the script?
Yeah, because, we've never done this before.
Hey, come on, cool it, man. Listen, don't worry about a thing. You just learn those lines and leave the rehearsing to me. Ciao.
Right this way, Skip.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, that no rehearsal bit is just great. You really got it up here, Skip.
Man, I got it everywhere. It's a real natural family, too.
Cool. And that's the way they're gonna stay, dig?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting cold feet.
Cold feet?
Yeah. Have you read this thing? Boy, that's not gonna be easy, doing all this that we're supposed to be doing.
You mean holding up a box of soap?
No, I mean holding it up and not looking like we're... stupid.
I wonder.
What?
You know Laura's cousin is an actress, Myrna Carter?
Oh, yeah, Myrna.
Oh, she calls herself Myrna. Oh. Well, she's not important or anything like that, but why couldn't we call her and ask her for a few tips?
Great. Call her. Come on, call her. Hi, honey. Here's that box of safe you wanted from the market.
Thanks, dear. And just in time. I was down to my last cup full of safe.
So was the market. Safe really outsells all other brands.
That's because safe cleans all things better always. I just couldn't do without safe. It's the only brand I feel safe with.
No. Kids, I'm sorry, but it's all wrong.
Oh, Myrna, I'm so glad we called you. Would you please tell us what to do?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Well, you know, you're just reading it. No one's going to believe it. You know what I mean? You're not motivated.
Motivated?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Oh, well, I mean, like, what's your attitude when you say your lines? What are you thinking? How do you feel, you know, about what you're saying?
I never thought of all that.
I didn't either. That's important?
Important? Oh, wow, like motivation is everything. I mean, it's what gives the meaning and the emotion, the acting, you know?
Can we try it again?
Oh, sure. Bring your safe.
Yeah.
Michael, yeah. Michael, you think about it this way. You think about all the guys at your office and how they've been telling you how great your shirts look, Mike, how clean. And that makes you proud, Mike, proud. Because you know it's because of safe. You see, Mike, that's the motivation that gives you the attitude. Right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, so you think about being at the office.
Yeah.
And Carol, you're thinking, wow, he bought me a box of that stuff. And that makes you happy because your husband's proud the way you wash his shirts. You see?
Okay, I'll try. Good.
And remember, lots of energy. Keep it up there, because acting is bigger than life.
Listen, Myrna.
Myrna.
I don't think I can do this.
Oh, no. You're doing fine. You're getting it. Really, you are. Hey, Mike, the seed is there. All you have to do is let it grow, you know? Let it grow, right? Okay, now let's try it again. And remember, up there, energy, bigger than life, okay?
Okay,
yeah. Come on.
Hi, honey. Here's that box of safe you wanted from the office. The market.
Thanks, dear, and just in time. I was down to my last cup full of safe.
So was the market. Boy, it really outsells all other brands.
Good, that's really good, only a little bit bigger, though. Because you gotta grab that audience, you know what I mean?
Bigger?
Yes, one more time, though. Come on.
Okay.
Give me my safe. Hi, honey. Here's the box of safe that you wanted from the market.
Motivation, huh? Bigger than life. I think I'm going to try some of that myself.
Parents, kids, housekeeper, yeah, in that order. Parents, kids, housekeeper. Groovy. Okay. Okay, now, team, I want you to listen to what I'm laying down. Now, love, you're over there at the counter, see, you're making with the greenery. And then, Pops, you come flipping in, and you lay this box of flakes on the little lady. Then you have a little rap session, and then we cut. Dig?
I think so.
Groovy.
Excuse me, Mr. Farnham, but when do we get to rehearse?
Oh, we're not going to rehearse. Oh, don't worry. Now, trust me, pussycat. It's just going to be great. Just going to be great. Here, you stand over here. Now, just trust me. Groovy. Oh, my rock. Come on. Let's make one. Let me check this shot. Yeah, groovy. Okay, let's crank one up. Okay, kids, right in there.
Rolling, speed,
action.
Hi, honey. Here's that box of safe that you wanted from the market.
And just in time, I was down to my last cup full of safe.
Cut! Stop! Oh, stop! What was that? I mean,
Where's that Mrs. America that I dug in the parking lot? And you, Pops, my rock. Man, you look like you flew in from a feather factory.
I was motivating. I was thinking of the boys in the office.
What boys in the office?
The ones who keep telling me how clean my shirts are.
Yeah, and I was thinking, wow, he brought me a box of that stuff.
Oh, you're putting me on, right?
I was working on an attitude.
Me too.
Attitude? Well, I'll give you an attitude. Relax. Look, come on in here for 1 minute, will you? Just go in there and cool it, all right? And just unwind. Just sit down and unwind, and I'll get back to you in a minute. Hey, man, are the kids ready?
The kids are ready, Skip. Group. All right, let's move it now. In a hurry. Group. Are the kids ready?
Ready!
All right, let's move it.
Well, what happens when you put a camera on a bunch of squares? They
baby,
just flip out.
Baby,
of
just cool it. It's going to be
okay,
fine.
Okay, great. Okay, kids. Be ready now.
All right. Rolling. Speed.
Action. Kids, what's with all this dirt?
We were supposed to be out playing, Mr. Farnum.
In a swamp?
Well, we made ourselves extra dirty on purpose.
Yeah, because we know safe cleans anything. We were motivating.
Motivating? Nobody up there digs me. Come on, out. Get out now. Now, get yourself cleaned up. Now, dirty, okay, but blah. Come on. Let's go. Out. Hey, man. The housekeeper. Is the housekeeper ready?
Housekeeper's ready, Skip.
All right, let's move back. Come on, move
it. Is the housekeeper ready?
Come on, fine. Let's go. It's costing bread, don't you understand?
Take it easy,
okay.
Skip,
all right.
Baby.
Okay. All right, housekeeper. Be ready now. Be ready.
Ready.
Rolling. Speed.
Action. No, stop, cut.
Did I do something wrong?
What was that, the dance of the good fairy? And what's with that spaghetti?
Look, I was motivating.
Motivating?
Well, I figured that safe, wash clothes so fast, I had time to go to the beauty parlor.
Okay, now I'm motivating. Everybody come in here, please. Everybody in here. Now, look, I want you to know that this whole gig is off. Kaput! I mean, the whole thing is a washout. My nice, natural family is just a bunch of diggerlings.
You're only trying to be helpful, Mr. Farnum. We took some acting lessons.
We just wanted to be bigger than life.
Yeah, well, you'll be bigger, but not in my life. Now, come on, get out of my house, all of you.
This is my house.
Hmm? Oh. Come on, man. Let's split.
Wrap it up.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, this whole scene reminds me of that horrible actress we worked with. What was
Myrna Carter.
That's the nut. Myrna Carter.
No, Myrna.
Myrna. I don't care. She blew my mind.
Alice, would you come here a minute, please? I still don't understand the special delivery letter I got.
It must be quite a letter. You think you've read it at least six times since this morning.
Well, would you sit down and listen to this? In compliance with our contractual agreement, Skip Farnum Film Enterprises will meet its obligation of payment. As to manner of payment, we refer you to Section 12, Article C, Paragraph 42 of contract. Now, what do you suppose they mean by manner of payment?
Sorry. Hungarian goulash, I understand. Legal goulash, I don't.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait for Mr. Brady to get home. Maybe he'll know. What in the world?
One of you, Mrs. Brady?
I'm Mrs. Brady.
Got a delivery for you.
I don't remember ordering anything.
Maybe Mr. Brady did.
Excuse me.
Sign here.
What am I signing for?
It's from Farnum Film Enterprises. Safe laundry soap.
Guess what they meant by manner of payment.
48 boxes of soap?
Down, Harry. 48 boxes? Lady, you got 2,000 boxes coming. Where do you want them?
Where do you want them, lady?
Oh, Alice.